Victor, welcome to Kerry, is the first thing we'll say to you, and thank you for scoring last week is another thing I'm sure the fans will be saying, and you helped set up that penalty as well. Talk to me about that first of all. What was that like to score that goal last week?
Sure, it was good, to be honest, to score on my debut. It was the cherry on the top of a very, very hard fought battle between a very good Cove side, and obviously Kerry is a very good side. You know, the boys played well defensively and in the attacking third as well, so to score was just the icing on the cake.
The penalty then as well, obviously you were taken down for the penalty. Did you think it was a penalty?
Yeah, to be honest, because I had the better of them, the two of them, so when I was hit I felt contact and just went down, and that's all you can do really, and just hope the ref gives it. He took a bit of time to give it, but he just eventually gave it, and it was all good.
And physically, how are you after the game? Because you took a bit of a knock during the game and you were treated off the field, and then obviously you went off, which was maybe a precaution. How are you now?
Everything is all good, yeah. Feeling fresh, feeling sharp, so yeah, looking forward to the court game.
So how did Victor get to Kerry? How did this all come about?
So it was like during the ending of the season last year, I got in contact with Billy, actually it was, because he was the manager at the time. And he just told me, look, just keep training, stay sharp, and we'll get back to you. And I got a message from Connor at the start of the year, really, and just asked me to come down and see how you like it. And obviously, if you impress, the opportunity will be there.
And what did you have to do? There was obviously a trial period. What's involved in that?
I was just training, really, and a lot of 11-side games, obviously, because you're not really going to see a player when they train. You can see certain glimpses of the player, but it's in an 11v11 match that you'd really see how the player plays and what he's like in game scenarios.
Talk to me about other teams that you've played with. You're from Port Arlington in County Laois, so there's quite a good tradition of soccer in and around that area. Who have you played for, and is it always been up front that you've played?
To be honest, I've been in a lot of positions, really. When I played for Newbridge, and I was obviously supposed to be a striker, and then end up moving to the number six role, because obviously I've always been big growing up, so it looked like it would suit me. So I played there in the six for Newbridge for a season, and then I went to Cherry Orchard, and obviously at the time there was a lot of big names at the club. A lot of them have gone on to do great things, you know what I mean? So there was big names, and I was just a young kid coming into a club full of not essentially stars, like, you know what I mean? So I was just everywhere. They were playing me centre back, right back, left back, just anywhere to fill numbers. But obviously, my manager, Richard Shannon, always told me just work hard and you'll get there, really. And I took it on the chin and managed to break into the squad and become the starting striker when it really mattered in the last, let's say, 10 games of the season, where obviously League of Ireland clubs had their noses in DDSL at the time. So I was the starting striker there and managed to move on to UCD.
And what sort of success rate have you had in front of goal?
At Cherry Orchard, when I was a starting striker, I can't even remember, because probably about 5 years ago, but I was fairly consistent in front of goal for Cherry Orchard, and then obviously moved on to UCD and carried the consistency onto UCD and at Lone and Galway.